Bruchim Aboyim to the third in the continuing series of Shiurim on the thought of a Rav Avraham Yitzchak Kohen Kuk, the Kaslant Levracha. And we've been focusing on the Pinkas Hadapim Aleph from Yafo, Ben Hashonim Tofesh Samach Dalet to Tofesh Ayin Dalet. And this appears in Krach Beis, of part of what usually termed the Shemoneh Kavatzim. It's called Kavatzim Miksav Yad Kotshoi. And we've been doing the first piece, number one. And this is the third shiur in the first piece. Okay, now I want to continue to on the last paragraph. The first piece consists of three paragraphs. I want to continue on the last paragraph, which is the second paragraph on Daf Mem Dalet. And we've spoken, things will be made apparent as we continue. Says Rav Kook, writes Rav Kook, V'inei ha-machshava ha-elyona ha-zois. This machshava elyona that Rav Kook is speaking about, we devoted the last two shiurim to when Rav Kook speaks about the higher thought of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean the thought of God, not divine thought, but man's thought of God. Hakololis, which is a thought which encompasses all of reality. He be'ein orach yoseh mi'ira me'achshavai ishes. Says Rav Kook, this is infinitely more illuminating. This higher thought of the divine is infinitely more illuminating me'achshavai ishes, from the individual thought of God that comes from within the mundane world. Because this machshava tachtoina, which Rav Kook has spoken about, comes from recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from within the physical world, from within the creation, the physical creation. Because there's a creator and there's a tzura. Actually, the word here is tzura. I think it should really be yitzira. Right, I think we should make a hagah. Right, maybe Mosada Rav Kook wants to put this out with a scientific.
This is Rav Kook.
Right, it's not Mosada Rav Kook. Right, Sha'az yesh yaitze v'yesh yitzira. So there's a creator and a creation. V'chol echad oimid levado. In other words, there's a man perceives the physical world as something different and independent from the creator. Elasha yaitze boi mekar chayim v'ashleimus. The relationship, of course, is that the Creator, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Epishta, is a source of life in Shleimus. When Rav Kook says Chaim, he means the spiritual essence, right, within the physical world. Vatzura, once again, he says, Tzura eno mi'ira v'chayek im me'oiroi. And the Yitzira only illuminates from the light of the Creator. So that's, right, aval ha-machshava klolos bochekes atzura. So the machshava klolis, which is the higher thought, right? Mochekes es hatzura, it erases the tzura. This really should be yitzira. Bishum havakas ha'or shel ha'yotzer. In other words, if the light of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the higher thought is so brilliant, it's so illuminating, somehow it erases the physicality of the creation, the physical creation. So says Rav Kook, sometimes, even though there are times, then we're able to reach the heights of the higher thought, of the Machshav Al Yoyna. This is only for special people at special times. And even these special people can only really barely perceive it at the very somehow tip and precipice of their intellects. And of course they can't grasp it completely intellectually. And certainly, not every feeling and every act of a person can reach this higher apprehension. In other words, Rav Kook says this higher apprehension is sublime. But it's limited to specific people at specific moments, and even specific moments barely reach it. And certainly one cannot harness every aspect of his feelings and of his acts to reach this higher apprehension. Al Kain, therefore, says Rav Kook, because of this, so says Rav Kook, if in fact, through the influence, through the illumination of the higher apprehension, then the oisius, which means the details of the lower apprehension, are erased. This is what Rav Kook said at the very beginning, that the higher apprehension will tend to erase and, in some sense, nullify the lower apprehension. It says, Rav Kook, this is a disaster. I'll call you one, Yukas, everything, this will result in destruction. Hamusa is noided. It says, Rav Kook, ethics will become shaky. This will, in fact, this will shake ethics. Ushleimus amunat is roifiv. Even our perfection of faith will become weakened. Hachayim yichalshu, the spiritual aspect of life within the physical world will become weakened. Hamerit yichalesh, man will be our spiritual energy will also be weakened. Ha'oz tish eshmama, and the land will be made a wasteland. In other words, Rav Kook says it's actually a dangerous thing if the higher apprehension is allowed to nullify and penetrate into the lower apprehension. In other words, we keep the higher world to themselves, and they shouldn't come to affect the lower worlds. The Zoyt Kachi Derech HaOira says Rav Kook, and therefore we have to go with what's called the Derech HaOira, the way in which I won't call it Derech HaTeva, but the way in which the world was created and meant to illuminate, namely, Shutamid Yoim Valaila B'choyveres. That basically, it should be a time for day and a time for night. In other words, we have to look at the world from a natural point of view. Hamor HaGodol Yeh B'zmanoi. In other words, the Mor HaGodol, which is the sun, should illuminate at the proper time. V'yitim Ba'or Gamkin L'mor HaKotel L'Kachovim. And therefore, there has to be a Mor HaKotel moon and stars, and it should give light to the moon and the stars. Meaning, says Rav Kook, that we have to perceive the world the way it is physically, and not imagine a world which is, in fact, nothing but a spiritual perception. Says Rav Kook, we have to maintain this mundane, scientific, and natural perception of a natural world until things are ready to ascend spiritually. And then at that time, says Rav Kook, when things ascend spiritually, for your or halavana ko achama, then of course the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, v'achama yeshiva saim ko shiva sayomim, and the light of the sun will be seven times as bright, like the or, like the light of the 7 days of creation. But your yom echad u'yidei l'Hashem u'yom v'light, and Rav Kook there concludes with several lines of poetry speaking about the final ascension of the worlds. Now, it's very, very interesting that here Rav Kook really ends the way he began, meaning that there's a higher apprehension or lower apprehension, but that we should not allow the higher apprehension to get in the way of the lower apprehension. Rav Kook is telling us it's very, very important that we perceive the physical world the way it is and not imagine it to be composed of something spiritual, whose spirituality will in fact do away and erase its natural features in the way we naturally relate to it. The sun has to shine when it shines, the moon has to appear when it appears. Now, where's the precedent for this? Which thinker, which Makubo, also makes a very, very important point of saying that we should not let the higher light penetrate and erase the physical features of the natural world? In my opinion, the foremost thinker who in fact actually makes this idea central in much of his writings is none other than the person who, I understand, taught Rav Kook his Kabbalah, none other than the Leshem. Shlem El Yashiv, the Leshem, as we know, had a relationship with Rav Kook during Rav Kook's lifetime. I have not really investigated this, and I haven't really read anything scholarly on the relationship between the two, but the very fact is that in the Chidushim in Ubi Urim of the Leshem to the Eitz Chaim, the Leshem wrote a commentary to the Eitz Chaim called Chidushim Bi Urim. It doesn't cover the entire Eitz Chaim. We're not nearly the entire Eitz Chaim. It reaches until Mati V'lamati. But nonetheless, there's a Hagdama, an introduction written by the Leshem's Mechutin, none other than Rabbi Levine, Zecher Tzad Livracha, who was in fact the Shveil, the father-in-law of Hagrisha Yashiv, Zecher Tzad Livracha. And the fact, the person who actually he uses as a source of just about most of the information on the Leshem is none other than Rav Kook. In fact, actually, we see explicitly in that introduction that it was Rav Kook who writes the inscription on the Leshem's Bat Seva. I'm not going to go into the historical details of that relationship, but nonetheless, I think it's very, very fair to say that very, very much at the basis of Rav Kook's thoughts here in this first piece are in fact none other than a rephrasing of the Leshem. It was in fact actually the Leshem who writes quite often in many places in his Sfarim about the prohibition of understanding the physical world as being in fact part and parcel of the Or Ein Sof. And I'm going to actually read the Leshen on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. It's actually in the Sefer is the Sefer HaDeya of the Leshen. I guess the Deya is actually Dush Olam HaToyu. And in the first Chelek of the Sefer HaDeya, which I have the, I guess it's called the traditional volume. I don't know if they put out new volumes.
Even the new one's got the same page number.
Right, okay, page 114.
The 57B.
Right, 57B. Actually, I should say really 57D. Right? Nun Zayin Amud Dalet. Now, the Leshem, I'm going to read over here from in the second column, is Nun Zayin Amud Dalet, beginning in the second paragraph. Okay, I'm going to read the Leshem. Now, says the Leshem like this. This is part of a several paragraphs. The Leshem is actually, in a certain sense, speaking about different issues in the Kabbalah. Writes the Leshem, Od re'isi devorim zorim ma'oit. Says the Leshem, I've seen very, very strange things. When the Leshem uses the Russian zorim, he means it in a way in which he doesn't approve. B'divre eze mekubal mishibodereinu. Several mekubalim in our generation. Hamamikim, Basbirim, right? Basbirim, they penetrate or try to delve into things. She'amru she'kola metzias kulei hurak al derach dimin vasog levat. That the entire metzias, the entire physical reality, is really dimin vasoga. It's apprehension. Ve'enu metzias amisus klal. It's not a metzias at all. Fu'basher she'en se mitzboch shema lo nishtana klal miyatz musoy mitzisoy ha'mukhuyavis. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu has not changed, he's speaking about before and after the Tzemtzer. And just like Kodesh Baruch Hu is now the same as he was before the Tzemtzer, before the creation. Now, who is the Leshem attacking? Right? So you're trying thinking of yourselves, for sure he's attacking by the Balatanya. Right? No. He writes in parentheses, Ayin Sefer Nefesh HaChayin Sha Gimel. He's attacking Rav Chaim Voloshina. Because we know that Rav Chaim Voloshina learned the Tzimtzum to like Kipshuto, just like the Balatanya. And the Leshem is attacking Rav Chaim Voloshina. This is pretty clear from Shah Gimel. V'chaim v'losh understood that really the entire, right, the way Chaim v'losh understood Mamala Kol Alma, that in fact the entire Metzias is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore said the Lesha, but Chaim v'losh is claiming that our Metzias is only a dimyon. It's a pure apprehension. There's no reality. It's a mirage. Right? The world's an illusion. The entire world's an illusion. Really, there's no reality. Which according to Nefesh HaChaim understands that basically, essentially the entire world is in fact none other than God, than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the world in fact actually is an illusion. There's no actual reality. And he goes on, and he critiques, he attacks this line of thought. And at the end he says, I Dafnun Chesam and Aleph, that Malach al-Am means something different, I don't go into this. But in other words, the fact is that the Leshem here, the Leshem's thinking here, is really based upon the Shita of the Leshem, as I think I spoke about in the Asur Klom of the God, that the Leshem understood that Simson Kipshutai. Once you understand the Simson Deloike Pshutai, so therefore, physical reality really is not a reality. It's merely an illusion. And the Leshem, in fact, attacks this. So in other words, what the Leshem is saying? The Leshem is saying is that the idea in Kabbalah to understand that Simson Deloike Pshutai and to attribute all of reality to the Or Ein Sof, Rav Kook is basically rephrasing this and says that the higher apprehension, the Machshav El Yoyna, should not be meichet, should not erase the Machshav HaTachtoyna, because then we cannot deal with the world as a reality. And Rav Kook speaks about not only the physical reality, but he speaks about the natural reality. The sun has to shine when it shines, the stars have to come out when they come out, the moon has to receive its light from the sun, etc., etc. This is in fact, so in other words, the ideas here of Rav Kook are very, very much based upon the ideas of the Leshem. So we can understand Rav Kook as being in fact, actually, I would say, the tertiary step in the triad of what I would say, Lithuanian Mekubalim, beginning with the Gaur, then the Leshem, and then Rav Yom Yitzchak Kohen Kook, Zatzal. And this is going to be play a very, very important role in Rav Kook's understanding of not only the nature of the physical and spiritual worlds, but in fact, actually, what Rav Kook speaks about when he speaks about his Olos Ha'olamos, that the Olamos are going up. Now, the fact is that we reach here a certain type of I would call a paradox, philosophical paradox. Because on one hand, Rav Kook, right, as the Leshem, is coming to attack those who would infuse and nullify physical reality with spiritual reality. But on the other hand, in fact, actually, Rav Kook is, in fact, basing himself, right, on, in fact, a distinction between two types of, which you would call, rectifications, spiritual rectifications, one in the physical world and one in the spiritual world. The base of this, as we explained in the last year, was none other than of the Ramchal. In other words, the Ramchal understood that the ultimate Gila Yehudai, the revelation of God's unity, begins first with the Hashlama, the perfection, from the standpoint of man, and that perfection comes with the rectification of evil, the Tikkun Avra, And that comes to perfect and complete the chesroinus that we regard as human chesroinus, mitzidena, from the human standpoint, and that is in the physical world of Bri and Tzion Asiyah. And only that, as we spoke about last time, comes what you would call the yeshlama, the perfection of the spiritual world from the standpoint of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? And we actually identified that, which what we call the machshava elyona machshava tachtoina. Rav Kook clearly was basing himself upon the Ramchal, as Rav David Cohen notes in his introduction to the Orot HaKodesh, that in fact actually that the Rav Kook understood that these alos haolamos, the rectification of the world through the ascension of worlds, first begins with a perfection of the physical worlds and then that of the spiritual worlds. So therefore Rav Kook recognizes in a very important way not only the spirituality inherent in the physical world, the imminent spirituality in the physical world, but the need for perfection in the physical world. So this is problematic. What type of spiritual perfection can there be in the physical world in which Rav Kook understands that physical world to be physical and not endowed with a kava ein sof, a infinite light, which is the very basis and ontological existence of that physicality? So in other words, we have here a type of a paradox. How could we be Mekayim? How could we on one hand be Mekayim, observe the standards of the Leshen, in which we don't allow a spiritual infinite light to penetrate and erase the physical world, as Rav Kook himself says. On the other hand, how can we account for spiritual ascension and rectification within the physical worlds in the manner of the Ramchal? We have to recognize the fact that the Ramchal himself learned that Tzimtzum Deloi Kipshutai. Ramchal understands Tzimtzum Deloi
Kipshutai. Not like the Nefesh
HaChaim. Not like the Nefesh HaChaim, right. Nefesh HaChaim. But the Ramchal does understand the Tzimtzum Tzimtzum to be Deloi Kipshutai, even though we can speak a little bit, but that's to be clarified more. I will clarify Mr. Chairman. So we have over here this central paradox, which in fact actually Rav Kook is going to have to work out. Now, as far as the Leshem is concerned, right, or interpretation of the Ari, right, we could say that that's not really a problem for the Leshem of the Ari, because certainly in the Ari, the main purpose of man's acts, doing mitzvahs, right, and man's tefillahs, are actually to masakin, to rectify the Atzilos. And the physical world is just the means by which a person, in fact, rectifies the Atzilos. He brings up what's called the remnants of the shattered vessels, the Shvira HaKelim, and brings them up to Atzilos. But, is pretty clear from the Arizal, the Rashash says this explicitly, that in fact the physical worlds, B'Yitziyasi, are not really worlds that are worthy of rectification. But the fact is that the Ramchal argues on this. The Ramchal understands that the rectification of the physical world is also a tachlis within and of itself. Physical worlds are not merely things that resulted after the Shviras HaKelim, the breaking of the vessels, but the actual physical worlds are things which a priori created. It's clear from the Kololim of the Ramchal and the Klach Pesach Chochma. So the question is, how can Rav Kook, in fact, maintain these two, what appears to be diametric opposing Kabbalistic and spiritual visions of the physical world. On one hand, the physical world should not be penetrated and therefore erased by by a higher spiritual light. On the other hand, how do we understand the notion of spiritual rectification of the physical world in rectifying it in and of itself? Right? In the fact that the physical world will eventually become more spiritual. And this is a little bit calls for perhaps either a grand unified field theory. I'm not trying to, in a sense, resolve this in the way some people are trying to resolve quantum mechanics and general relativity. But on the other hand, the question is, how does Rav Kook, in fact, actually apply these two notions? Now, what we're going to do in Yitz Hashem, the next time, is we're going to look at two other pieces, and we're going to see how Rav Kook actually is going to take both ideas of the Ramchal, both ideas of the Leshem, and tried and how Rav Kook is going to understand the role of the rectification of the physical world, and the role that the rectification of the physical world plays ultimately in the rectification of the spiritual worlds, which is of course very, very important in terms of the purpose of history, the purpose of history. Now, this is actually going to be the subject matter of two pieces which are later on in the this Machberes Pinkas Adapim from Yafo. There's going to be a sections 25 and 26. I won't actually start with 26 and go to 25. And then Rav Kook is going to actually show us how he understands the relationship of the natural world to the spiritual world, both in 25 and 26. I'm going to see important comparisons both in the thought of the Ramchal and the thought of the Lashon. And I think we'll leave that in Mitzvah for next time. But until then, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim, Yirat Kodesh, Kol Tuv, until next time.